Even though we're live in Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention, this music can mean only one thing. That Kerry Wood is trotting in to take the mound, all brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kim K, Kerry Wood.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gary. It's nice to be not political for a few minutes. not talk about politics. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
How many cheesesteaks you guys eating?
Funny enough, we haven't really had the cheesesteaks.
Not one. Although, I got to tell you, here at the Wells Fargo Center, I did just try the, don't tell my doctors, I just tried their brisket sandwich here, and it's pretty good. And, you know, I know you've traveled all over this nation, going to baseball stadiums, Gary, for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. But did you realize that Philadelphia is the home of the pretzel?
I did not realize that. Really?
Yeah.
And they're really delicious. They serve them warm and with that hot mustard sauce. It was so good. I also had some of the, I went to this little ice cream store when I went to pick up my iced coffee this morning, and they had the Hillary hot sauce flavor of ice cream and the Feel the Burn sugar baby.
Well, Hillary's a hot sauce junkie, isn't she?
She said that.
She carries
in an interview.
It with her, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what did you go with? Did you feel the burn?
Yeah, it was too early for ice cream, but everybody was standing in front of it trying. They're all like, oh, look at this. Check this out.
Hillary feels the burn after the hot sauce.
Somebody's feeling the burn.
But that was too easy.
Yeah, about like 3 hours later. All right, now, Gary, I want to talk about this Crosstown Classic, the Crosstown Cup or whatever they call it now. I wish they wouldn't actually do a cup because it makes it because the Sox always win it. And that's what really troubles me here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tonight, very critically important because tonight – they got to split the series. It's hard for me to understand what's happening with my beloved Chicago Cubs right now. Can you explain?
Yeah, you know, we're in a tough situation tonight. Obviously, you got Sale coming off of his suspension, so he's going for the White Sox tonight, and we all know what he's capable of doing and his numbers that he's put up this year. But Lackey's in a rough spot right now. He's 0-5 in his last 8 starts with a high 5 ERA, so. Lackey's got to get the ball down today and mix it up a little more, maybe not throw so many fastballs and see if he can keep these guys off balance. But we got a tough job ahead of us tonight. But I tell you what, I like the move we made for our bullpen, picking up Chapman. I mean, I think obviously that extends our pen really just our pitchers can go out there, and obviously they're not going to go out there with the mindset of I only have to pitch 6 innings, but if for some reason they get in trouble in the sixth or seventh inning, we've got plenty of arsenal down there to take care of the rest.
Well, how about that? Out of how many pitches last night? There were over 101 miles.
There was 13 pitches that were thrown 100 miles per hour or more. Since 2008, there's only been 12 pitches by all of the Cubs pitchers that have exceeded 100 miles per hour. Chapman threw 13 of them last night in his debut. Ooh.
How does he do that? What is the difference in mechanic there? Is there a difference in mechanic?
I don't know if there's a difference in mechanic. He's a really big guy. He's super strong. 6'5", he's probably 240, I would assume, or maybe even more, but he's just thick and strong. And obviously you can see when they slow it down how loose his arm is and how fluid he is. So he's got a lot of whip in there, but he's very, very strong, and he's got huge legs, and he uses his legs well, and the ball just explodes out of his hand. It's just that he's a freak of nature. More impressive to me was his location on those pitches. I mean, I've seen guys come in that can, you know, hit 100 or 101, but they could hit the bull or halfway up the net. They have no idea where it's going to go. Usually as a young guy, this guy's got time in the big leagues, and he's had a lot of success. And his location, to me, is more impressive than the 105, the fact that he can locate that at 102, 103. And his slider was just devastating last night. So it's exciting time.
When the Cubs made this deal, they gave up a whole lot, Kerry, including their top prospect. Theo Epstein responded by saying, if not now, then when, meaning it's time to go for the whole thing. Do you agree with the deal? Did you like it?
I did like it. I mean, obviously, you try to hang on to your stars in the minor leagues or who you think is projected to be your stars down the future. But like you said, there's no better time than now, and this is an opportunity for the big league team to go out and win a world championship, which hasn't been done in over 100 years. I think you take that shot, and you worry about down the road. But this organization isn't built on one player in the minor leagues anymore. I think with the history of this front office and the way they've drafted in the past few years and the way they're going to continue to run this organization, we'll have another one of those guys next year. And so I feel confident that...
Oh, bold statement. bold statement right there. I mean, it is. Well, you know what? No, I happen to agree with the move. The problem is, you know, you do start to run into a little bit of an issue with, the whole character thing. You're seeing so many teams in all the sports get, and including college, and perhaps most importantly in college sports, getting tripped up by that right now, and it creating a distraction. I just hope that Mr. Chapman has got his life in order and taking care of those kinds of.
That's issues. A legitimate concern. I think that's a concern with him coming here with his history this year and some off the field stuff. Yeah. Obviously, I wasn't in the conversations that they've had with him, and they feel comfortable with making that move with the conversations they've had with him. But obviously that's the main concern coming in.
Let's talk about Chris Sale for a second. Speaking of that. What did you make? I mean, it's odd. There's no better way to describe it than odd. Why would a guy do that?
But I would imagine every time I've interviewed athletes, they always talk about routine and how important it is. And if you're in something that's uncomfortable, I would think that could affect your game.
We did talk about that last week a little bit, but still, I mean, he's a professional. You can't just do that.
There's a way to handle that. I understand the routine. I like to pitch in certain jerseys as well, but. If it was throwback day and I wore the throwback jersey, that's just the way it was. That's the organization that's paying me all this money to go out there and give me a job and give me the opportunity to play at this big league level. They want me to wear a certain jersey on this one time. You get it done and you do it and you don't make excuses. There's a way to do it. Obviously some immaturity there, but listen, I've heard nothing but good things about the kid in the clubhouse. The teammates seem to like him. They're going to open him, you know, when he comes in the clubhouse today, they'll welcome him with open arms and I'm sure he'll be fine, but it's just a silly little hiccup. But that's the great thing about baseball. You can see something that you've never seen before on any given day.
Hey, Kerry,
I've never seen that or heard of that.
Kerry, would you trade Chris Sale if the right deal came around?
I mean, it's got to be a great deal. I'm not sure if anybody's untouchable these days.
There are some untouchable guys. The problem is Chris Bryant's going to be up next year, so I don't know what happens with that. And he's going to demand $600 trillion he's going to ask for the hotel across the street.
All of the rooftops.
The stake in the property around Wrigley.
Right, he's asking for the stadium. I mean, imagine that could happen. But they said Schwarber is untouchable. Do you believe that?
I think so because we just got a taste of what he can do, and then with the expectations coming to this year, his injury happened so early. You've seen nothing but just upward trajectory for this guy and his talent, his ability. So there's been no hiccups in him other than the injury. So I don't know. I mean, everybody says they've got untouchable guys. I feel like obviously at this moment in time, Chris Bryant is probably really untouchable. But other than that, I think. You know, it is a business, and I'm not in that side of it. Thank goodness. But Chris Sale for me is, I don't know, it'd have to be the right deal.
Right. Well, I'm sorry, Brian is like 4 years away, right? I was thinking of Arrieta for a moment. Arrieta will ask them for the hotel and the entire left side of the stadium, everything from home plate left to center field. Whatever
he gets. Put a new scoreboard up. Let him get all the revenue generated from it.
Oh, gosh.
The Brian score, the Arrieta scoreboard. It's
that
yours.
That could be huge.
Oh, God. All right. So, are you going to Lollapalooza? Are you, Kerry?
I'm on one leg right now. I can't go to Lollapalooza. I broke my ankle 3 weeks ago.
How did that happen?
I was messing around in the back of a boat and just slipped and snapped it and.
Rocking out to Welcome
to the
Jungle.
And did everything. So I'm not. I'm getting around, but I'm not Lollapalooza getting around.
Were you in London in that condition?
No, I did it right when I got back from London.
Oh man, sorry about that. The ankle is it? That's the worst.
Kerry could still throw a 95 mile per hour heater, though. I have no doubt.
Bet he could.
That's true. I'm
pretty good on crutches. I know that.
I'm going to tell you one of my proudest moments of these last couple of weeks of being on the road. For these conventions has been the fact that the Secret Service almost arrested me for throwing a paper wad at an ABC reporter here.
Yeah, you've got this thing going where you keep trying to ding these other fellow employees over here with the paper balls.
Yeah.
And they don't like that.
And the Secret Service...
Frowned upon there.
The Secret Service...
Highly.
...took it away because the guy was picking it up to throw it back at me, and the Secret Service goes, give me that. Give me that. like a principal in school. Give me that.
They smack you on the back of the hand with a ruler.
Yeah, well, they have another thing that they can do here, which is actually a
batons.
Little bit. Batons. Yeah, it's a little. Ow! I can't breathe.
They have a lot of weaponry at their disposal, so you don't mess with them.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, don't tase you, bro. Exactly right. All right, Carrie, thank you very much. Let's get a win tonight, shall we?
We got to get back on track. St. Louis is only 6.5 back. I don't like that.
So, yeah, I know.
Let's get a W tonight.
I know. I mean, I'm telling you, what a great baseball season this is going to be, though, in August into September, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's because these teams are for real. For real. And the Mets, I you know what? I am so sick and tired of the Mets. I know that that's, you know, that doesn't really count for us in terms until we get to the playoffs. But if we get to the playoffs. But my God, there's got to be a way to decode what's going on there, too.
Did you just say if we get to the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
You did.
You're still a skeptic.
I'm not a skeptic. I just am worried. I just don't like – this.
He's a worrywart.
I am. And you
about
know,
everything.
We limped into the All-Star break. I mean, that's a nice – they limped more than you're limping right now into the All-Star break. And then they came out and it was like, okay, they're going to get hot. They're going to get hot. And they did. And then the Sox – of all the things that could happen. It's, I feel like a parent. Of all the dumb things you could do, your brother, you got you in trouble. I mean, it's insane. But we'll see. We'll see.
Hang in there.
I am.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, the whole world's upside down. Thank you very much. All right, coming up, we have something important coming up here, I think, don't we?
We're going to talk to Andrea about the Illinois delegation this morning.
Right.
There was some drama with the Illinois Democrats today.
Yep.
A lot of questions being asked of the mayor and Senator Durbin and their responses on different issues.
All right. And the mayor is supposed to be here tonight. And oh, my God. He got his keister handed to him last night in a video.
Kind of got thrown under the bus.
About the president. Yes. We'll talk about that. But first, Violetta Padre Maddox got the WGN traffic trouble spots.